treasure. Treasure? Where are you? I'm home, and I've brought you gifts. Come out and see your owner like a good pet. Oh, there you are. Don't drag your feet, little treasure. Oh, no, I love seeing my precious pet. There you are, my beauty. Oh, what a good boy. Oh, I can never get over gazing upon you, crown jewel that you are. Oh, don't pout. I know you're still upset about that chain, but I can't have you attempting to escape again now, can I? Oh, no. So cute. You're part of my horde now, little man, and I want nothing and no one to steal you away. Not some adventurer, not some other dragon seeped in jealousy, or even, well, you. Escaping would be stealing yourself from me, wouldn't it? And well, you saw what happened to the last person who tried to steal from me, did you not? That's what I thought. Back to that chain. I have something for you that might make you more comfortable. Are you going to be a good pet and pay attention? Oh, look. I found you this new collar. Isn't it beautiful? Oh, yes. I see the spark in your eyes. I overheard the previous owner talking about it, and it sounded so wonderful that I just had to have it. Had to take it, claim it like I did you. It's gold-plated, which may sound cheap, but the gold hides the metal underneath. The metal that is far more unique and expensive than mere gold. It's made of a special alloy, mixed by dwarves, hammered in the deep. Enchanted by elves in the forest, and forged finally by the orcs. Oh, yes, in a furnace lit by dragon's breath. It's the only thing that can fully melt it. That makes it extremely rare. This collar is the largest collection of that metal in the world. And I stole it for you. It's as light as a feather. So strong that nothing but the same material can crack it. Even I couldn't break it. I tried. And of course it's decorated with gold and encrusted with beautifully cut, sparkling gems. Look at it in the light of my fire. I love watching the reflections of those gems off your good boy face. Lost no more. You are mine. Mine! The enchantment of the elves should extend to these decorations. None of them will wear down with time. Do you want to touch it? Come closer, little treasure. Look at the inside, lined with soft unicorn fur. It should be far more comfortable than that rusty iron ring around your neck presently. Oh, look, I can see an irritated rash you're getting from only a few days of wearing it. Should have never tried to escape. It breaks my heart to see blemishes on something so precious as you. So let's get that iron ring off of you. And your new collar on. Oh, Pet. You look so precious with your new collar on. The two crown jewels of my hoard link together so perfectly. Yes, yes. It's a good thing, too, because I may have put some extra draconic enchantments on it. The collar bound itself to you as soon as the latch closed. Not even a teleportation spell can rip it off of you. You are marked as my treasure forever! I also bound this collar to this cave. It can never leave, not without my permission. And so, by extension, you are bound here. Mine. Mine. It was a difficult enchantment, nearly impossible to reverse, and if I had mucked it up, I could have died. But it was worth it. Worth it to keep you mine. Mine, mine, mine. It also means you don't need this pesky chain anymore. Good news, don't you think? All good news. Now, I find I might have spoiled you by giving you that collar first. But I have a few other gifts for you. Yes. Here's a deck of cards I took from some duke. They're made of silver. They have beautiful artwork glazed on both sides. Just for you, for your entertainment, my treasure. To be honest, it's a tad bit poorer than the items I usually hoard, but you keep complaining of boredom, so I snatched them anyway. I can't exactly play anything with you with my big claws. But I'm sure you'll find some game to amuse yourself with. Some game of chance. Gambling with what you have. I've also got you some more fancy day clothes. Look upon the finery. Hopefully they will fit you better than the last batch I brought. They were tailored for a royal who looked to be approximately the same size and proportions as my treasure. So I am hopeful. While I was there, I grabbed you some silken night robes. Since you keep saying you get too warm when we snuggle during the cool of the night. The rest of the items in the bag, well, they aren't for you. Just some gems and coins and a famous monarch's crown. I am exhausted. So much scavenging. So much taking care of you. Now might be a good time to test out these new silk pajamas for you. Yes, change. You still want me to turn away? So modest. Be quick about it. Good. Oh, you look delectable. I'm going to lay and demand you come to bed with me. You know I like to hold my treasures as I slumber. Oh, tut, tut. You are not sleeping on the ground. Stop being a child and come here. Oh, treasure. Why do you do this to me? You complained about how uncomfortable sleeping on the hoard was. Demanded a bed. I went through all that trouble of collecting dozens of mattresses, pillows, floofy things, blankets, to make us comfortable. A dignified nest. And now you refuse to sleep on it. You simply despise me so much that you'd rather sleep on the cold, hard floor than be close to me, hmm? Well, if you won't come to bed willingly, I'll simply drag you into it. Was that so hard? Is it really so bad for me to wrap my limbs around you? My large wings cocooning us together? Am I really not allowed to love you, my dear boy? My pet? You smell good. I know you hate me. You don't say so, but I feel it in the way you shiver when I wrap you up like this. Yes, I am not unaware. I watch you stare into the distance some days, and I can see on your face you're imagining me dying in horrible, painful ways. A death at the hands of some knight or magician, some other pathetic mortal. Amusing. I simply don't understand why you're not happy. I don't neglect your needs. I give you privileges I allow no other mortal. It's a conundrum. You get not only to gaze upon my hoard, but to feel it. Clean it, be a part of it. Treasure. I adore you, so I adorn you with jewels. Gold, silk, dwarven metals now. So many exotic things. Why? Why are you so unhappy? Tell me, treasure. What am I doing wrong? Oh, treasure, you're lonely. But if you are lonely, that makes no logical sense. Why do you refuse to cuddle with me? Wouldn't it make you feel less lonely? Make you feel connected better in some way? No, treasure. This is your home. I am your family. Do not miss them. You have nothing to miss about that boring castle. I remember you standing on that ledge, wishing for something else. Have you forgotten? All those humans out there were using you. They were nothing compared to me and my treasures, my adoration. You should be filled with joy that I saved you from that life, from them. I saved you. You're exhausted. I suppose you simply need time to forget, for those memories to fade. Luckily, we have plenty of it. It's plenty of time. I have one last gift for my treasure, but I wanted to be close to you when I presented it. In this small pouch, it's the greatest gift I will ever give you, and I couldn't just take it. Oh, no. I was reduced to bartering for it. I had to give up some of my hoard for it. Do you understand? Does that communicate how important this item was to me? Oh, yes, I see in your eyes you understand. You see, humans have such tiny, pathetic lifespans. You live and die like mayflies. That is unacceptable. Not for you. I cannot let my most precious possession simply wither away to old age and expire. No, no. So I thought of many ways to preserve your beauty forever. I thought perhaps I could turn you into stone, freeze you as an ice sculpture, perhaps put you in some sort of time loop. But I found these solutions lacking. Then I found the perfect solution. After many days of contemplation, after scouring the earth, it's one I hope you agree with. Yes, are you ready? Brace yourself. Do you see what's inside this pouch? Open it, open it. Yes, it's a tiny vial. It's a potion. One I commissioned from the most talented potion master I know of. Yes, it will link our life forces together. Your mind is struggling to put it together. Specifically, it will give my life to you. Yes, I want to be linked. Keeping your puny human body healthy will only leech off an insignificant fraction of my life force. Like filling a chalice with water from a lake or a rushing waterfall. But what I perceive as nothing, well, it will be everything to you. You'll be my precious treasure for as long as I live. Always young, never sick. Mine forever, for as long as I live. Till death do us part, if you will. I was told it will even link our dreams, so that not even sleep can separate us. Isn't it just wonderful, huh? Yes. It will be just me and you in this cave forever and ever. Now drink up, treasure. Don't struggle. Take it. I will not let you die. You have to drink this. You don't want to live for thousands of years with me? I am confused. But my determination will not be deterred. I said drink the potion. You are mine. You will do as I say. You are my property. I decide if you live or die. And I say you live, you insolent little brat. Stop whimpering. You did that to me. I am nothing but patient with you. But that isn't enough for you, is it? No. You should be praising me on your knees in gratitude. I don't snap at you often. You're rude, ungrateful, unreverent. And I've let you get away with it. But make no mistake, treasure, I won't be putting up with it in the future. Your newly found draconic life could be paradise, or it could be hell. It makes no difference to me. Make your choice. Oh, I see you finally succumb to reason. Yes, take it down that. Good. Yes, snuggle up to me. Why do you anger me so? Take so much control not to breathe fire when I am not angry, and that would harm you in this confined space. Hold me, calm me, pet my scales. I like it when my greatest treasure clings to me, as he should. Oh, such a wonderful pet when you're like this. You put warm, happy tingles in my stomach with your touch. I don't think you understand the connection we have. It makes me want to hold on to you. Do you hear my heart as it calms? I want a 100-year nap like this. And now I can wake and know you will live. do enjoy every moment I spend with you. Well, when you aren't being a brat. I especially enjoy the moments you spend in my claws on my chest. Ah, it's so calming. Grounding. Your gift to me. One day, especially now that you will live forever, I can promise you will feel the same way about me. It matters not to me if it takes a single day or 1,000 years. I will manage to make you smile while snuggled up with me. Oh, I see that pinch in your forehead. Shh, breathe, and listen to my heart. Oh, treasure. Oh, I love you so much. I would destroy the world to keep you mine. You're mine. Mine forever and ever.